Today's daf is Menachis daf Mem Aleph, and we will begin 9 lines from the top of daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Talis Kefula. If somebody has a talis and he doubled it over so that the original corners are not really the corners as far as the way that he used the Beged. The question is, where do you put the tzitzis? Do you put the tzitzis on the original corners? Or being that this person is doubling over the beged when he uses it, perhaps he's supposed to put the tzitzis on the corners of the folds. Says the Gemara, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama holds, chayeves betzitzis. You put the tzitzis on the folds. Reb Shimon says, you don't put the tzitzis on the folds, but rather you put the tzitzis on the original corners of the beged. V'shavim, they both agree, shim kafla the tafra shechayeves. That if the person wouldn't just fold the beged, but rather he would sew the beged, then he would put the tzitzis on the new folds. Frank the Gemara, tafra, pshita, you need a price to tell me that obviously if he stumbled over the beged and then he sewed it that way, then that is the beged. If that's the beged, those are the corners. There's no debate. There's no two options in terms of where you're supposed to put the tzitzit. Says the Gemara, Tzricha the Nokta Besichi. Rashi says, Tu Pshatim. Rashi's second pshat is he used white stitches, which means that it would be very easy to undo. Thus, even though he sewed it, we should look at it as a regular talus kfula, regular talus that was doubled over, and as a result, maybe you should have an obligation to put the tzitzis on the original corners, kamash malon, that everybody agrees that if it was sewed together, even white stitches, still the halacha is you're going to put the tzitzis on the new found corners of these folds. Rabbi Barhuna Ikl Debe Rabbi Barav Nachman Chazadavi Michzatalas Kfula. So Rabbi Barafuna once met Rabbi Barav Nachman and he saw that he was wearing a talis kfula, v'rami lechuti lavi kvela, and he was wearing the tzitzis on the corners of the folds. So the Gemara says he told him if shita v'asachuta. What happened was one of the folds had gotten undone. And as a result, he couldn't wear it folded up anymore. He was wearing it regular. But being that the tzitzis had been placed originally where the folds were, so now when he put on this talis, the tzitzis weren't hanging from the corners, but rather they were hanging like near his head. So the Gemara says, Amalei, he told him, Lav hainu kanuf, tekasar rachmanu bai raisa. This is aleph base. That's not where you're supposed to put the tzitzis. The tzitzis are supposed to be in the corners. Now, the tzitzis were originally on the corners because originally this beged had been folded over. But now something had gotten undone, and as a result, the tzitzis are literally hanging from where his head is. So the Gemara says he told him this is a problem. Also, shadya. So he took this talis, he moved it away, he took it off, and ichsigli machriti, and he put on another beged. Amalei. So Rabbi Rav Huna told Rabbi Barav Nachman, misavres chayves gavru chayves talis. So, meaning, part of what you did was good. You took it off. You put on a new beged that has proper tzitzis. That's wonderful. The thing is, you can't just remove a beged that has dalet kanfos, put it into storage without putting tzitzis on it. And the reason is because tzitzis is not a chayvas gavra, but rather it's a chayvas talis or a chayvas cheftza. These are two very yeshivish / lomdish tzadim. In other words, what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was telling Rabbi Bar Nachman, the chiv to put tzitzis on a beged isn't just when you're wearing the beged. But if you have a beged that has dal kanfos, even if it's sitting in your drawer, it's sitting in storage, it's in your, hanging in your closet, it doesn't matter where it is. There's an obligation to put tzitzis on it. And as a result, he told him that being that this talis that had originally been a talis kfula now has tzitzis in the wrong place, it doesn't have it on the kanfos, you need to fix it even if you're not going to wear that beged. So he told him, Zil Ramila, go put tzitzis on that beged even though you're not wearing it right now. Says the Gemara, a chiddush, right? That tzitzis is chayvas talis, it's not chayvas gavra. I think I might have a right to this chiddush. Chazidim Arishonim, we had this in the previous stuff. As they were sewing a beged, as soon as the beged was already a shear of shalosh, they would stop putting tchelas, even though they weren't wearing it yet. Why were they putting tchelas on it? Why were they putting tzitzis on this beged? L'chura, when you're wearing the beged, that's when you put the tzitzis on. Kivan sha'argu ba shalosh, once it had said a sheer chashuv of a beged, they already put tzitzis. Oh, must be it's a chayvas talis. So isn't this a raya? The Gemara says it is, but shani chasidim, the machmir nafshav. You can't bring rayas from the chasidim arishonim. The chasidim arishonim, as mentioned throughout Shas, were big machmirim. These were greis tzadikim, greis chasidim, and as a result, just because they did something doesn't necessarily mean it's halacha. So is there a lema mesayele that there's an idea of having tzitzis on a beged? Yeah. But is there a lema mesayele then in halacha tzitzis is chayvas talis? And as we'll see, there are other nafkiminas halacha as well. The answer, says the Gemara, is no. But either way, so the Gemara mentioned this exchange between Rabba Bar Huna and Rava Bar Nachman that originated with regarding talis kafula, but really digressed into a very fundamental question, and that is tzitzis chayvas gavra or is chayvas talis? Again, what does that mean? Chayvas gavra would mean that if a person's wearing a beged of talit kafis, then he has to make sure the tzitzis. What does chayvas talis mean? That if a person owns a beged that has talit kafis, even if he's not wearing it, he has to have tzitzis. And clearly, Rabba Bar Rav Huna was of the opinion that tzitzis is chayvas talis. Thus, he told Rabba Bar Nachman that it's not enough to take off this talis kfula and put it away and put on a different talis. That's fine, but you still have to put tzitzis on the talis that you remove. Says the Gemara that this chiddush of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who holds that tzitzis is chayvas talis, upliga de malacha. Not everybody agrees with that. In fact, he argues with a malach, a real malach, an angel, the malach ashkechid Rav Ketina, a malach once met Rav Ketina, the michsi sadina, who was wearing sadin. He had a linen beged on. And because he was wearing the linen beged, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. And that's related to Yom Kippur's daf, yesterday's daf, where the Gemara brings it to Machloikis B'shami B'Tzil, where the Sadam B'Tzitzis is Chayiv B'Tzitzis or Potter B'Tzitzis. What's the reason it should be Potter? Because Sadin is linen, and tzitzis, the Tchelis, is wool, and as a result, it's going to be Shatnis. Stating that, we know, Aseh is Doich Alois Aseh, and not only is Aseh Doich Alois Aseh, but the source, the Makar, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that Aseh Doich Alois Aseh is from Sadim B'Tzitzis. Stating that, not everybody holds that Sadim B'Tzitzis is Chayiv HaPater. It's Machloik is B'Shan B'Tzitzis. We'll see more about that in a moment. So either way, the Malach Sorav Ketina, who was wearing a beged made out of Sadim, and there was no Tzitzis, Amalei, so he told him, Katina, Katina, Sadina B'Kaita, you wear Sadim when it's nice weather outside. Visarba Lebesisoy. And then when it gets cold, you put on a sarbala, which was a beggar that didn't have dalet kanfos. In other words, you never wear tzitzis. Tzitzis shel tchelas ma'atahayoleo. Rav Ketina, you never wear tzitzis. So the malach meets Rav Ketina and he gives him musr. He tells him, Ketina, Ketina, when are you ever going to wear tzitzis? If you're going to wear sadin during the springtime, and then when it starts getting a little chilly outside, you put on your sarbala, you're never going to wear tzitzis. The Gemara says, Amalesa, he told the malach on shisu ase, do I have to be worried? Meaning, are there ramifications? In Shemayim, do they punish people if someone's mevatel a mitzvah ase? The Taisi says, what's the shayla? Of course. I mean, if you have to do it and you don't do it, you would think there'd be some sort of repercussions. In fact, Taisi says, we know that even Bezdin was makin va'inshin ad shetetze nafshay when it came to putting on tzitzis, right? Bezdin has an ability. If somebody says, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, if somebody says, I don't want to do a certain mitzvah, so it's a Gemara in Perak HaKosev and Sechtes Ksubis, where the Gemara says very clearly that Bezdin could physically force a person to do a mitzvah. So if even Bezdin is makin va'inshin when it comes to mitzvah, say certainly Bezdin Shalmailo would be makin va'inshin. But Taisi says this is a different type of mitzvah, because this is not a mitzvah that you wake up in the morning having. If you have a beged shel dalet kanfis, then you have the mitzvah. So what if I don't have a beged shel dalet kanfis that's chayv in tzitzis? Why? Because I wear sadina bekaita and sarbala besisui. That was his question. And Shiso Asay, Amalesi, he told him, Bezman de'ika rischa and shinon. Not always, but if there's a rischa in Shamayim, then the answer is yes. What's the kasha? Yeah, but Bishleim Mechayvis Gavru, Bishleim Mechayvis Chayvis Gavru, Hainet Mechayiv. Then I understand why the Malach had a tiny Rav Ketina, because there's a Chayvis Gavru, and he wasn't satisfying his Chayvis Gavru. Eli, Yamr Chayvis Talus, Ubivik, you told me that this is a Chayvis Talus. Aloy Mechayva. So if it's a Chayvis Talus, and I don't have a Talus that's Chayv and Tzitzis, then why would they punish Rav Ketina, even the Idin Rischa? But the Gemara immediately says that there's no raya from it, because Elamai chayves gavru. Okay, so you want to tell me that tzitzis is a chayves gavru? Now you understand the story. Now you understand why the Malach told Rav Ketina that being that tzitzis is a chayves gavru beidin riska, you're going to get punished. Nehi dechayvi rachmano ki michti talas bas chayuva. Chayves gavru means that if you're wearing a beged of dalet kanfis, then you have an obligation to put on tzitzis. But ki michti talas talas bas chayuva hi michayvi rachmano. But if you're not wearing a beged of dalet kanfis, there's certainly no obligation to put on tzitzis. Elamai, what was the Malach telling Rav Ketina? He wasn't telling him you're blatantly violating the halacha of tzitzis. You're not. Because whether tzitzis is chayvas talis or whether it's chayvas gavra, unless you're wearing a beged of dalit kanfais or you own a beged of dalit kanfais, there's no obligation to wear tzitzis. Rav Katina owned sadin and he owned a sarbalot. That's what he used to wear and that's what he had in his closet. So whether it's chayvas talis, chayvas gavra, either way, there was never an obligation to put on tzitzis. The taina was, that you shouldn't be circumventing the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis. There's ways to get away with it. Very simply, don't put on a baggage of dalad kanfos. But at the same time, it's the wrong thing to do. Not only is it the wrong thing to do, in Shemayim they punish, not always, but in Rischa, it's dafka then that they would punish. Either way, the Gemara thought for a moment that there was a raya from the Malach, no less, that tzitzis is a chayvas gavra. The Gemara said, really, it's not a chayvas gavra. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna held it was chayvas talis, and there's a little bit of a discussion in terms of what the Malach held, whether it's chayvas gavra, chayvas talis. At the end, the Gemara sort of leaves it unresolved. See, the Gemara is going to get back to it later, but for now, that was the exchange. I'll just tell you something interesting. There's a Gemara Masechtis Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara talks about the hachonis that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi, used to make before Shabbos, right? Hahu Chassid, the Gemara says. In Shas is always Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. Whatever it says, Ahu Chassid. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi, in addition to being the great Tana Rabbi Yehuda, a Bar Plukta, Rabbi Meir, a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, he was also a Chassid. And the Gemara says, Kach hoyim in hogesh Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. Erev Shabbos, Mevi Olei Arevim Leicham, Erev Shabbos, he would sit, and they would bring him an Areva that was filled with hot water. V'reichet pon v'yad v'raglov. He would wash his hands, feet, and his face. Umisatef. And he would put on a talis. He would put on linen that was mitzuyotzen, had tzitzis on it. And if you looked at Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Erev Shabbos, as he was waiting to greet the Shabbos, this is the makar that there's an Indian to greet the Shabbos. But either way, he looked like a malach alishim tzvakos. And his talmidim would hide from him, kanfei ksusan, the corners of their baggage. Amar luhu, b'ni, why you loikach shanisi lachem sadim betzitzes beishamai poitru beisil mechayvim v'aloch kedivrei beisil v'inu sabi gzeira mishum ksuslai. So the Gemara is describing Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. He's sitting, he's wearing his beged of sadin that was made out of linen. It's sadin hamitzuyotzen. There's tzitzis on it. V'doyim elamalach Hashem tzvakos. His talmidim, they're sitting with the Rebbe, and they're also wearing their talisos, which are also made out of sadin, and they don't have tzitzis on it. And because they don't have tzitzis on it, they're hiding it. Now, why are they not wearing tzitzis? Because they held like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds sadin is potter from tzitzis. Rabbi Yehuda held, of course, like Beis Hillel, that sadin is chayv in tzitzis. And as a result, they had to hide the corners of their baguette because they didn't want their Rebbe to see that they're going like Beis Shammai. When in reality, L'chura, Rabbi Yehuda's timing, the halach is like Beis Hillel. But regardless, this is the Mara that the Gemara describes. The context is Perek B'Amev, Adlikin Shabbos, Taf Chofeyam, and Beis. It's describing the way Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi used to be Mekabel Shabbos. It's interesting that the Gemara describes Rabbi Yehuda that he looked like a Malach Hashem Tzvaka. It's a Pasha. It's like if somebody says he saw a certain Rebbe and he looked like a Malach. Oska kik via Mensch, and Oska kik via Malach. Right? That's Pasha Pshat, the way you read the Gemara. But if you look at the Marsha and the Chedush HaGadol, says the Marsha, you know why the Gemara refers to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi as a malach. It's based on this Gemara that we just learned. A Gemara Masechtas Menachos Daf Memalef Amud Aleph. That the Gemara says that the malach met Rav Katina and he gave him mussar. For now, where he says, you wear sadin when it's nice outside, you wear a sarbel, when are you ever going to wear the mitzvah of tzitzis? And says the Marsha, I think it's muchach in the taina of the malach that the malach wanted Rav Katina to be wearing tzitzis when he was wearing a sadin. Because he held that sadin is chayv b'tzitzis, like Beis Hillel. Whereas the minute, like the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was, they follow Beis Shammai, that sadin is part of its tzitzis. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi is wearing sadin and he has tzitzis on it. He's relying on Aseh Doichaloi Saseh. Not like Shittas Beis Hillel. Again, this is all yesterday's daf. Not like Shittas Beis Hillel. And here you have the Malach who holds the same way. Thus, says the Gemara, he was Doimo Lamalach Hashem Tzvokis. It's interesting, by the way, Tosfos says in Masechta Sukkah, that Gimel Amud Aleph, so Tosfos says that there brings for Rav Amram going that there's six places in Shas that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Of course, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Not only is the halacha always like Beis Hillel, but Beis Shammai, Beis Mokim, Beis Hillel, in a Mishnah. It's not even toifis mokim shitas beis shamai relative to shitas beis hillel. There's not even inyan to be machmer. You're not going to find a tovayal of bracha bal nefesh machmer when it comes to shitas beis shamai. Beis shamai b'mokim beis hillel in a mishni stating that Rav Amram Goyen said that there's six times where the halacha is like beis shamai. One of them, the most famous one, the most notable one is sukkah. What's the shear of a kosher sukkah? It says machlois b'sham b'sil b'sham. It says roishay v'rubay v'shulchan. It has to be big enough that you can have roishay v'rubay and your shulchan. But b'sil sheet is enough that it's roishay v'rubay. We paskin like b'sham. That's why this toisvus is a masachta sukkah. Daf gimel amid aleph. V'idach. What's the second one? Menachas perikat chelus. Gabisadim ben sitzes b'sham ay poitrim u'b'sil mechayvin. And we paskin like b'sham that we don't put sitzes on sadim. But the bottom line is, it says the marsha. That's why he was doing the malach Hashem's focus. Just me inyan le inyan, but oise inyan. And that is, as the Gemara Masechtis Nedarim, Daf Chof Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavoy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavoy said, Dalet Dvarim Sochul Malachi Asharas. I heard four things from Malachi Asharas. And these were all things in terms of if a child or a lady was born and there's something wrong with the child. That the reason is because there was something imperfect, b'shas tashmish, and that's what caused the child to be born this way. L'maisa, the Gemara ends up saying that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'avoy, who said this over in the name Nedarim Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, who said over in the name of Malachim, because the halacha is that there's no such thing as an imperfect b'shas tashmish. Kol mash adam roitz alas is b'ish dayoyis. Right, well known Gemara. Either way, says the Gemara over there, Amr Ameimer Man Malachi Hasharis Rabbanon. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy said over these four things in the names of Malachi Hasharis, he must have meant not really Malachi Hasharis, but what he probably was referring to was Gedolim that were like Malach. Itema Malachi Hasharis Mamish. Because if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yochanan Davoy was literally saying what he heard from a Malach, Amay Omer Rabbi Yochanan Alach Yochanan Davoy, how could Alach not be like Yochanan Davoy? Ha'inu b'ki b'tzuras avatve. You want to tell me there's a Shailin Lamdis? Hey, you understand? Cheskis Marakama. Okay, it's a chlekes between a major Lamdin and a Malach. So maybe the Loch is not like the Malach. But over there, the Gemara is discussing something very different. The Gemara is discussing why children are born in a certain way. And the Malach was relating it to a Shas Tashmish. You would think that when it comes to those types of Inyanim, Inu Biki, Bitsura Savatve, they're more Baki, Bitsura Savlad. Because if they're more Baki, Bitsura Savlad, how's it possible that Loch is not like the Malach? Says the Gemara, Muz. That when Yochanan Davoy said over the name, he didn't mean a real malach. He meant gedolim, tzaddikim, that are like, says the Gemara, if that's the case, if they were malachim, I might call them malachi asharis. So the Gemara says, the metzaini ka malachi asharis, because they were unique like malachi asharis. So what does that mean? If you look in the Ran quotes the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Says the Ran, metzaini ka malachi asharis is, shehem metzuyonim, v'nevdolim mishar b'nei yodam, ka malachi asharis. Kedar mirna behaggadah, malame, wrong yontif, shayu yisrael metzuyonim sham, kolayim shayu amdif neyatzman, v'loin says the rabbis, the rabbanim, they're mitzuyanim. They're all mitzuyanim, right? But they're mitzuyanim sham. They're separate. And as a result, the reason they were referred to as malachi asharis, because they were mitzuyanim. Rashi, the Mefarish, the Masechta Sedarim, had a different girsa in the Gemara. Rashi's girsa is not, v'amai korlu malachi asharis, de mitzayni ke malachi asharis. Rashi had the girsa, de mitzaytzi ke malachi asharis. Ayim b'maratzchiyos, Masechta Sedarim, daf chofa mebez. And Rashi says two words, de mitzayni, the maratzchiyos changes it to de mitzaytzi, she'atufen b'tzitzes. You know why they would call malachi asharis? Because they used to wear tzitzes like malachi asharis. Interesting. Obviously, the tzushtel to this Rashi is the Gemara Masechta. But either way, there seems to be some correlation between a malach and tzitzis. The Marsha in the Sechtes Shabbos says specifically to Sadim with tzitzis. And he relates it to the Gemara that we just learned, Menachas Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi speaking more generally, the Mitzaitzi, Rashi doesn't say anything about Sadim with tzitzis. Maybe he means Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lois, Doima Lo Malachi Asharis, and he's referring to the Mitzaitzi with tzitzis. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaita Omer Rav Tuvi, Barkis, not Amar Shmuel, Kli Kufsach. Somebody has talisos in a kufsa, he has to put tzitzis on them because tzitzis is chivas talis, not like the malach, but rather like Rabbi Barafuna. That a zokin, an older person that is preparing tachrichin, is getting ready for the next phase. So tachrichin doesn't need tzitzis. My time asher techas ba'amr achmana v'hai lav lechsu yavida, because tzitzis you only put on a beggar that somebody is going to wear in a usual and customary, right? Being that tachrichin, a live person doesn't wear, it's really made for once a person dies. It's doesn't satisfy the criteria of Asher Techasaba, and therefore, even though tzitzis is chayvus tazach, somebody has tachrichin sitting in his closet, waiting for, you know, to be worn at some point, so you don't put tzitzis on it. Says the Gemara, stating that, bahi shaita, when a person dies, and now the chevra kadisha, they put the tachrichin on the person, vade raminale, then they should affix tzitzis to the tachrichin, and the reason is, mishum loyeg lerosh, cherev hoseyo, because if the mace isn't going to be wearing tzitzis, it's going to be a bechina of Laig L'Rosh. What does Laig L'Rosh mean? You're not supposed to laugh at someone that can't afford or who's less fortunate than you. Here too, this person is less fortunate because the Chevra Kadisha, they're wearing their talis and they're wearing everything, and Nebuch, this person's lying here dead, he's already a chafshi min ha-mitzvahs. So therefore we put tzitzis on the tachrichim because otherwise it would be Laig L'Rosh. Now, it's pretty clear in this Gemara that there's an Indian to put tzitzis on tachrichim. Right? It's pretty clear. Truth is that there's another Gemara, a Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. The context over there is also Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and the Gemara over there is talking about the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. I'm sorry, not Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, where the Gemara tells all the different stories that happened, the fantastic mices and all the famous Agadata. But either way, one of the stories, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Bar Chana said, I was once in the Midbar, and I met an Arab, and the Arab says, do you want me to take you to see the Meisei Midbar? Right, he takes him to see Kairach's family, he takes him to see Har Sinai, and one of the places he tells him, he says, I'll take you to the Meisei Midbar. We know the Jews for 40 years in the Midbar die. He says, if you want, I can take you to the Ma'ara, the caves where they're buried. So wow, Rabbi Chana couldn't believe it. So he goes along with him. Says the Gemara, he saw the Meisei Midbar, and when he was there, Paski Chad Karna that helped the Chad Minai, he ripped off the corners of one of the begadim of the Meisei Midbar that had Tcheles on. He wanted to bring it back to Beis Medrash because a whole bunch of Shailas, we're learning a whole parak on Tcheles. There's a lot of Shailas, big machlekeses between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to tzitzis. So he figured, this is exhibit A, this is perfect. You talk about halacha l'moshe misina. You want to know how they wore tzitzis in Moshe Rabbeinu's times? Find one of the Meisei Midbar. It's not going to be easy, but that's it. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana just stumbled upon the Meisei Midbar. He figured, this is checkmate, right? So he takes off the karnet, the tchilta, and the Gemara says, they get back on the donkey, and they're going to go back to Beis Medrash, but the donkey wasn't moving. Amali, so the Ishmaeli tells Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Dilma Shoklas Midim Inayu, did you take something by any chance from the Meisei Midbar? So the Gemara says, I hear, yes, I did. Ahadre, give it back. The Gemiri, because there's a tradition. Demand the Shokl Midim Inayu, loy Mestagile. That if you take something from the Meisei Midbar, you're stuck in your tracks, literally. You're not going to be able to move. So the only way we're getting back home is if you return it. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana had no choice. Begrudgingly, he takes this corner of the Vega that has the tchelos on it, he puts it back in the cave, and he goes back home. Says the Gemara, Azal Hadrisu, Vad Masak, came to Beis Medrash, he told the Rabbanon what happened. Gassol, the Kamid Rabbanon, Amruli, said the Rabbanon told Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and they spoke to him in a derogatory way. He said, Kol Abba Chamra and Kol Bar Bar Chana Sichsa. They basically told him he's a fool. They said, "My Ilchasa, I don't understand. You were there because you wanted to see how the Meisei Midbar wore that. So you figure you'll take it with you. Then you realize you couldn't take it. So what's the next best choice? Look. See, start measuring and start the 3 chutin or 4 chutin, right? Take a picture, snap a, you know, there's things you could have done. So I don't understand. Why did you leave it? So the Gemara says, I hear, but either way, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana didn't find out. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana finds the cave where the Meisei Midbar are, and they're wearing tcheles. So l'chur, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's a mefurish Gemara that the Meisei Midbar were buried in their tcheles, right? It seems pretty clear. So you have a Gemara Menachas Daf Memalef Amen Aleph, and you have a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Basra, very good. And Daf Ayin Dalet Amen Aleph. So it seems to be two mefurish Gemaras that you bury a person with their tzitzis. Stating that, we know the Minhag Yisrael is not that way. The Minhag Yisrael is that we do not bury people with their tzitzis. As a matter of fact, what they do is they make the tzitzis puzzle right before, again, this is certainly what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that they make the tzitzis puzzle right before they bury a person. So usually there will be tzitzis on the person, and what they do is they make a puzzle. So it's hepach of the way it's supposed to be. And the truth is, the Bali Toysfus already struggle with this minig, and Rabbeinu Tam speaks about it, and there's long Toysfus in Shas. The bottom Toysfus in our Gemara, Menachas Memalef Amen Aleph, says, Pirashti beperk basur denido. But the truth is, not only perk basur denido, it's also in Brachas Daf Yudchei, and there's many places in Shas where Toysfus is very, very myrich to explain why is it that the Minig Yisrael is just the opposite from what at first glance would seem to appear from the Gemara. The Gemara, it's mashma that they would dafka put tzitzis, right? Tachrichim doesn't need tzitzis because Asher Tachaseba. But at the same time, right, when they bury the person, then they would put the tzitzis on it because it's a loyig l'rush. And we do just the opposite. We make it puzzle at the last second. The Pshat that Tosfos seems to be the most satisfied with is he brings from the Ritzbah throughout Shas that the Ritzbah said that he found the Mefurish in Masechtas Smachos. So Masechtas Smachos talks about Dini Avelos. So Masechtas Smachos says clearly that you're supposed to make the tzitzis puzzle right before you bury a mace. And that's where this Minig Yisrael comes from. And says Tosfos, even though you're going to tell me Masechtas Smachos on one side, Talmud Bavli on the other side, shouldn't you paskin like Talmud Bavli, two Gemara seemingly, over Masechtas Smachos? Says Tosfos, no, it's not always the case, and I'll show you precedents for it, because we know the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Megillah that on a Tainus Tzibur you take out the Sefer Torah and you lay. What are you laying on a Tainus Tzibur? Says the Gemara, you laying the Brachas HaKlalas. You're supposed to lay the Toichacha. Yet the Minig Yisrael is we laying Vayicha. You know what it's based on? It's based on the Masechtas Machas. So says Tais, it's just like we find that the Minig Yisrael is we follow Masechtas Machas in terms of the Kriyas HaTorah on a Tainus Tzibur. We laying Vayicha, not the Klalas of Brachas. Perhaps the same thing is true over here. So essentially what we're doing is we're following the Masechtas Machas. Again, it's an Arichos Gedoyla, but that is the bottom line. Just tell you something interesting though. Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Avelos, it's in Simen Shin Nun Aleph. Read to you a little bit. Va'achshav ha-minig ha-poshit b'chol tfutzos Yisrael she'noisen ha-meis b'tzitzis, that they carry the mace with tzitzis, v'koydim shemanicha noise b'kever, before they put the mace into the kever, noiskin tzitzis echon me'adal tzitzioisav, they rip off one of the tzitzios. Ve'yesh she'nag hu'blintayk oisav b'bayis koydim ha-sas l'kvur. Some do it in the house before they go to the base ha-kvaris. Avo toiv yoisav l'natka koydim ha-kvur, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The preferable way of doing it is to rip off this chut right before the kvur. V'shamati, says the Aruch HaShulchan, b'birur, al shnei gedoli adar. Two stories regarding two gedolei adar. Echad tziva, echad mitalmidav, sheyik b'roisa b'chol tzitzioisav. One of them told his talmidim to bury him in his tzitzis. He wanted to be buried with kosher tzitzis, like the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Aleph. Va'usei talmid k'sheyigil l'halboshas tachrichav. When it came time to put on the tachrichim, this talmid chash b'neyav. Suddenly he started feeling something in his stomach. V'yotzachotz, and he literally had to run outside. Va'usam shel bishu. So people continued doing the job. Well, Yadu Mizeh, but they weren't aware of this tzava from this Gadol Hadar. V'notku achas mehat tzitzis kenog. And they just ripped off one of the tzitzis. V'tekach nichnas leisetach. He literally walked out right when that happened. So he comes back in and he sees what happened. His chalitzoik. And he began to yell. He said, I've a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. I heard from this Gadol Hadar that I have to make sure that he's buried with kosher tzitzis. V'amruach gedoylem shayu sham shizeh ois ben ha-shamayim l'bi l'shanes. Must be a simon in shamayim because he left punkt at that second. And we're going to leave it the way it is. That was the first story, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The second story is, Gishenichu bekevrim kol ha-tzitzis. There was another Gadol that wanted the same thing. He said, bury me in my tzitzis. So they buried him in his tzitzis, and they put the body into the kever. And when they were taking, they were putting a nail into the coffin. They accidentally knocked the nail into the corner, and they ripped off one of the tzitzis. And they saw that this savah from this gadol was wrong. And then he says, you want to know who these two gedolim were? Harishin haya Vilna Goyen. But either way, this is in the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in Simen Shin Nun Aleph, Siv Katan Gimel, Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amr Achav, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Talish, Shenikrachus LaShalosh, a Talish that tore. So if the tear is more than three from the corner of the beged, more than three etzbayis from the corner of the beged, Yitfar, you can sew it back up. Toich Shalosh, Loi Yitfar. So if a beged tears more than three etzbayis, you can sew the beged. But if it tears less than three, don't sew the beged. Tanya nami hachi, talish and nikra chutz l'shalosh yitfar. If it's more than three, you can sew the beged. Toich shalosh, it's a machlokes. Remei oimelo yitfar, v'chachamim oimelo yitfar. What's the issue? The issue is that we're afraid that when you're sewing the beged, you're going to leave a string hanging. And that string may be confused with one of the chutin of the tzitzis. And really, it's possible that string because of tasa v'lo menasa. You have to have a beged that's ready for tzitzis when you affix the tzitzis to the beged. I mean that this string was there while you were sewing the beged, so it's not kosher to be one of the tzitzis. So if the tier is more than three etzbayis, then it's not a problem because the tzitzis anyways can't be more than three etzbayis from the corner of the beged. So it's not going to be an issue. If it's within three etzbayis, so it's in the area where you could have tzitzis, then you can't sew it. So you tear it more, perhaps, whatever you do. But the point is, you can't sew up this bag. Let's say you want to put tzitzis on the corner of a baguette. So what if I have another baguette that has tzitzis on it? Can I tear off an amal ama? I'll tear off a little part of the baguette and sew the baguette that has the tzitzis on it already. The answer is no. Again, it's tassav alay menasli. You have to have a perfect baguette with four corners, and then you put the tzitzis on the baguette. But over here, where you're going to take the tzitzis with the corner, so the baguette's getting its corner together with the tzitzis, that's going to be a problem. So even though you can't take a corner of a baguette, put it onto another baguette, but you can take tchelis of baguette A and move the tchelis to baguette B, move sekes, as long as you have kosher size strings. So if you're going to move the tchelis from baguette A to baguette B, make sure that the tchelis is the right share. If you look at the top tesis, we do all the very small tesis in Tzarek Ian. My pirish, my ashmeino, what's the chiddush? Of course. I mean, obviously, tzitzis has to have a share. If it has to have a share, it has to have a share. It doesn't matter if you're moving it from here to there or from there to here, or if it's a new baguette that was never used before. If it needs a share, it needs a share. Either way, Zochti Gemara Vayter. Shamat Mina, should we prove from here the fact that you're allowed to take tchelis and move it from one baguette to another baguette? That matira mi baguette to baguette. We'll see in a few lines. It's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Whether you're allowed to take tzitzis from one baguette and move it to another baguette. Checkmate. Isn't this it's a braisa. So isn't it a mafurish or braisa to this shayla amongst the Amiram, matir mi baguette? The Gemara says, no, dumo di baloi. The whole machloik is Rav and Shmuel, as we'll see. Matir mi baguette baguette is a question of bizui mitzvah. So is it okay to remove tzitzis from one baguette and move it to another baguette? But let's say that shirt or that baguette where the tzitzis were can't be used anymore because the baguette went bad. Then, of course, there's nothing wrong with removing the tzitzis. To the contrary, what are you going to be going is it? Let's use it. There's no reason not to use it. Therefore, you have no raya material baguette. We're discussing moving tcheles where there's no bizui to the tzitzis. There's no other really good option. Regardless, you have no raya. If somebody has a talis that is completely tcheles, kol minei tzevoinim poitrimba. So you can put all different color chutin of tzitzis on it, chutz mikala ilan, with the exception of kala ilan. You just have to make sure that it's not kala ilan. Kala ilan was a blue color that was very similar to tcheles. That's the only color that you're not allowed to use. Now we know that tzitzis in a perfect world was made up of two colors. You had the chute lavan, and you had the chute tcheles. Now the truth is that tcheles, that's mefurish in the Torah, hakanaf pisul tcheles. As far as the lavan, the Torah doesn't say lavan. What the Torah says, hakanaf, which we darshan means min kanaf, that it's supposed to be the same min. So most begadim were made out of lavan, and as a result, most begadim had chute lavan. But really, there's no din lavan. There's a din of hakanaf min kanaf, and there's a din of tcheles. Rashi sheet, and that's the pash this is that it's supposed to have four chutin and tzitzis that get folded over, and as a result, you have eight. We'll soon see that shitas bishamai. It's not shitas bishil. It's another one of the six times we pass like bishamai. But either way, it's four that really are eight. Two of the four are made of tcheles, and two of the four are made of hakanav min kanav. The question is, what happens if the beged is made out of tcheles? So if the beged is made out of tcheles, and now the hakanav min kanav and the tcheles are the same color. So then what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to have tcheles, two that are made out of tcheles, and you're supposed to have two that are not tcheles. So what should those other two be? It could be anything, because there really is no hakanaf min kanaf. The hakanaf min kanaf is the tcheles, and you don't want it to be all tcheles. So what you're going to do is you're going to have two of tcheles, which is going to really satisfy the hakanaf min kanaf and the tcheles. The other two have to be something else. What's that something else? Whatever you want. Just make sure it's not kala ilan. And the reason it can't be kala ilan is because kala ilan looked very similar to tcheles, and there were ramoim. Tcheles was very expensive. We'll see, one of the unique character traits of the tcheles is that was very rare. Dom of Yikaran. And as a result, it was very, very expensive. It wasn't cheap. It was very expensive. And kala ilan was very cheap. So the charlatans, what they would do is they would take kala ilan, they would sell it as if it's tcheles, when really it wasn't tcheles. So therefore, says the Gemara, any color is really okay, with the exception of kol ilan. Meisvei, talis ein poita ba elamina, only its own mint. Talis shekula tcheles. What about a kal shekula tcheles? Maybe tcheles v'davar achar. V'taylaba. Then you take tcheles and a davar achar. V'kol ilan lo yavi. Don't be kol ilan. V'mhevi kosher. But the evit, kol ilan is kosher. And the kasha is The meisave is, there seems to be a stira, whether the yevet kol ilan's okay or it's not okay. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, lekasha kam betalis bas arba chutin, kam betalis bas shmoyne chutin. One is talking about a talis that's made up of four chutin. The other one's a talis that's made out of eight chutin. A talis of arba chutin that's made of four is the perfect talis. It's four, gets folded over into eight. Such a talis, he can't have any kol ilan on it. When we, and b'diyevet, if you have kol ilan, it's going to be possible. When is it okay b'diyevet if there's kol ilan? That's if the talis was made up of eight chutin. Eight chutin double over into 16. Being that you anyways have a kosher talis without the kol ilan, if chut number 9, 10, 11, 12, it's that shmoyna shehem shisha asar. It's in that second eight or four where you have the kol ilan, in that case, but the evidence can be okay. Now, the obvious question is, how could you have tzitzis that are made up of eight strings that are really 16? I mean, you think this is about Taisef 101. So, who asked this kasha? Taisef asked this kasha. It's the first Taisef in Perek HaTchelos. It's a very long Taisef. But either way, the very first Taisef in Perek HaTchelos discusses this kasha. But the point of the Gemara is that, being that it's the extra chutin, over there, but the evidence, the kol ilan is going to be, oh, HaTchelos not, but the evidence is going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Shamet mi no matir mi begel abeg. From the fact that you're telling me don't put kol ilan on tzitzis, is that not a raya that you're allowed to take tzitzis off a beged and sell it or remove it? Because if you can't remove beged tzitzis from one beged to another beged, then what's the hochshash? You're worried about someone is going to sell this beged as if it's tcheles, when in reality it's not tcheles. In reality it's kol ilan. Once it's on a beged already, then l'chur this is a moot point. He's not going to do anything. So says the Gemara, shamet mina matir mi beged l'beged. The Gemara says, dumadi of it. No one said this person who's selling kol ilan as if it's tcheles is obviously not following the Shulchan Aruch l'katchila, right? So, I mean, he's a ganer. So, b'di'evet, if he moved it, there's always a concern that he might sell it. That's where you run into the chash. Says the Gemara, itma, rav am matir mi beged l'beged, shmul am matir mi beged l'beged. So we mentioned this discussion, whether you're allowed to be matir tzitzis mi beged l'beged or not. Machloik is rav and shmul. Rav amar, another machloik is e madlik miner l'ner. On Chanukah, this is a Gemara, berek mameh madlikin. You're not allowed to light your menorah from one ner to another ner. Shmul says, no, madlikin miner l'ner. It's the same svara, by the way. Bizui mitzvah. Right, you'd be mevazeh the mitzvah when you take from this ner to light another ner. And finally, Rav Amar in Alach Rav Shimon Begreira. Rav holds Alach is not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon who holds a davar she'ena mischaven on Shabbos is mutter. Rav does not hold like Rav Shimon. V'Shmuel Amar no Alach like Rav Shimon Begreira. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Kol mili demar." Everything that Mar did, Abaya's Mar was Rabba. That was Abaya's Rebbe. Ovid Kirav. So Abaya said that his Rebbe Rabba would always follow Rav. Lubar mihani klas dovik shmul. Except for these three halachas, he would follow Shmuel. Number one, he was mekel matir mibeged lebeged. Number two, he was mekel umadnikim miner lener. And finally, he was mekel v'alacha k'Rav Shimon begreir. What's halacha k'Rav Shimon begreir? Tani, we learned the price. Rav Shimon oimer goyer adam mita kisei v'safsol. You'll let a schlep a bed or a chair or a table on Shabbos. Eventually, he's chavin lasis kritz. You have to make sure you don't have a mind to make a hole in the dirt. But if you have a mind to make a hole, then you're over. But regardless, we're mentioning it because matirin mi beged lebeged is our sugya. Pederech agav madlikim miner lener and Rabbi Shimon's halacha of davish einu mischaven says the Gemara. So we just mentioned that tchelos was very expensive, and people would sometimes do a ramatin that would sell kolo ilan, which was a blue dye that looked like tchelos, and they would sell it as if it was tchelos. Based on that, the Gemara discusses, is it okay to take a beged of a talis that has tchelos on it and give it to your cleaners? What's the chash? Maybe you should be worried that the person's a ganav and he's going to cut off the tchelos, he's going to replace it with kolo ilan, and he's going to sell you tchelos. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda masal al katzer. Rabbi Yehuda used to give it to the cleaners, he trusted them. Rav Chanina avdal sisa. Rav Chanina would fold it up in a certain way. Ravina chayit lomechad. He would literally sew it into the hem of the beged because he was very afraid of the cleaners. We'll speak on a little bit of Ara. We'll see how much time we have afterwards. So we're learning Perek HaTcheles, which obviously discusses halachis of tzitzis. It discusses tcheles. But we're also learning Mesachtes Menachis, which in theory we're supposed to be learning Kachim right now. Which we'll be learning in a few days, by the way. So, just to marry these two ideas for a moment, and just one ha'ara as it relates to tcheles and kachin. And that is, there's a Gemara, it's actually on Shabbos's daf, the Gemara in daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says Hakol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Everybody's chayv in tzitzis. Koyhanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. Everybody's chayv in tzitzis. Right, the Gemara Kol Chayovim B'Tzitzis. Koyhanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. Pshita. Which one of these did you think maybe is not chayv in tzitzis? A koyin? A Levi, a Yisrael? Of course, says the Gemara. The Ikoyhanim, Levi, and Yisrael, and Ptiri, if they're not the ones that are Chayiv, man lechayiv. So the Gemara says, no, Koyhanim, it's Richli. There's a Chiddush in saying that Koyhanim are Chayiv and Tzitzis. So, I would have thought, the Torah is Soymech. There's a juxtaposition between the lois sase of kilayim and the mitzvah sase of Tzitzis. So I would have had a Havamina, man dlo yishteroi kilayim legabe. But I would have thought that someone who has loisul b'shatnez unequivocally, he has the mitzvah tzitzis. But being that koyhanim don't have loisul b'shatnez unequivocally, because we know that the big day kuna had kalayim and it was ishtaroi, the Isra of Kalayim, so maybe they shouldn't have the mitzvah of tzitzis either. Kamash Malon, Hakol Chayovim B'tzitzis, Koyhanim Levim V'Yisrael. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Koyhanim. The Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah, Tzadik Tes, makes a gewaldige diyuk in this Gemara. Michas Chinuch says it sounds a little bit like, from this Gemara, that Koyhanim, when they wore Big Day Kohuna, if and when applicable, would wear tzitzis on the Big Day Kohuna. He says, because if not, the Gemara should have said a much bigger chiddush. If you're going to tell me that the Koyhanim didn't wear tzitzis on the Big Day Kohuna, you want to know what the chiddush is, that Koyhanim are chayv in tzitzis? I'll tell you what the chiddush is. When they wear Big Day Kohuna, they don't wear tzitzis. So there would be a habamina, maybe they don't wear tzitzis. The Gemara says, what's the habamina that Koyhanim should be part of from tzitzis? Because it says tzitzis in the same neighborhood as it says the lav of shatnez, and they sometimes, when they wear Big Day Kohuna, don't have a problem with shatnez. Memelo, you would have thought they don't have tzitzis ever. Zog Besa, says the Michas Chinuch. If they're not chayiv in tzitzis when they wear their Big Day Kohuna, then it's a much better havamina. The havamina is that tzitzis gufa when they wear the Big Day Kohuna, they don't wear. Elamai, says the Michas Chinuch, it sounds a little bit like from this Gemara, that the Koyhanim used to wear tzitzis when they wore the Big Day Kohuna. And the truth is, says the Michas Chinuch, if you think about it, the Me'il technically was chayv in tzitzis. And he works out just physically why the Me'il had dalet kanfos, thus was chayv in tzitzis. So it says it sounds a little bit like from this Gemara, the Koyhanim wore, there were tzitzis on the bottom of the Me'il. So I've never seen a picture of the mill that had tzitzis on the bottom. But says the Michas Chinuch, you would think that the mill had tzitzis. But the Michas Chinuch says that it can't be. Because loy ro'inu v'loy shamanu, Michas Chinuch's pictures didn't either have tzitzis on the bottom of the mill. He says, no one ever saw it. No one ever heard of such a chiddush. So says the Michas Chinuch, I don't... But how do you give tzitzis with this Gemara? In other words, the Michas Chinuch's diyuk is a kasha. Frank, the Michas Chinuch a kasha. No one ever heard that the Koyhanim wore Big Day Kohuna, wore tzitzis on the Big Day Kohuna. Frank, the Michas Chinuch, from this Gemara, it's a little mashma that they did. So number one, it's a kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say, Hoyl Vishtaroi, the love of Kilayim the Gabai, therefore there would have been a habimina than a chayim tzitzis? Say better, being that they don't wear tzitzis. But really, says the Michas Chinuch, the real kasha is, why not? Why did the Koyhanim not have to put tzitzis on their Big Day Kohuna? Says the Michas Chinuch, the Teretz is very poshut. Because we know that a talis she'ula is patur min tzitzis. That's why if you put on a talis, you forget your talis, you walk into a shul, there's a talis shel kol, so it's a shiloh what you're supposed to do. Now, a talis shel kol is different than a talis she'ula. Ve'in kam mekoymer laharich. But the point is, a talis she'ula, if you borrow somebody else's talis, you don't make a bracha on it. Talis she'ula is patur min tzitzis. Being that a talis she'ula is patur min tzitzis, who owned the Big Day Kohuna? Hektish owned it. The Gizbar owned it. The Beis Hamikdash owned it. It was paid for by the Machzis Hashaka. So being that it was paid for by the Machzis, it didn't belong to the Kayan. It didn't belong to the Kayan. It's not his. It's like Garaf and Atal Vashula. Says the Michas Chinuch, when I'm telling you it's Pashit, it's Geshmak, but it's Pashit. And the only reason I'm telling it to you is I don't have the Lashon of the Michas Chinuch in front of me. But he says, I asked this question to many Lomdim and I stumped them. And they didn't know. And that's the only reason I'm writing it. Because apparently what's so obvious and what's so Pashit, a lot of people don't realize. But the bottom line is, says the Michas Chinuch, the Me'il was technically Chayiv and Tzitzis. But despite the fact that the mill was chayv and tzitzis, the koyin did not wear tzitzis. Why didn't he wear tzitzis? The reason he didn't wear tzitzis is because it was a talis she'ula, and it's for that reason, says the Michas Chinuch, the Gemara didn't say hayol v'ishtaroi tzitzis by the kayanim, because it's not true, it's not ishtaroi, because a non-kayan in the same circumstance wouldn't either put tzitzis on it, on this type of talis, because it's a talis she'ula, and on a talis she'ula there is no chiv to put on tzitzis. Now, there's a mesechta, it's one of the mesechtes ketanos. It's called Mesechtes Tzitzis. And Agoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wrote a pirish on Mesechtes Tzitzis. And right in the beginning of his pirish, he wrote two pirushim. One is called Cheles, and the other one's called Argaman. So it's the first ha'ara on the Argaman side of the page. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky over there brings the Michas Chinuch's kasha. This kasha, that why is it that the Kohanim didn't have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on the Big Day Kuna? Now, the Chinuch has the kasha from the Me'il. Chaim says that the truth is that the kasha is a kasha from the Eifed also, because the Eifed also had Dalet Kanfes. He said, presumably, the reason the Chinuch didn't ask the kasha from Eifed is because all four corners were behind the person. And there are Rishonim that hold that the only time you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on a baggage or Dalet Kanfes is if you have two corners behind you and two corners in front of you, like we wear tzitzis right now. But the truth is, there are many Rishonim who hold not that way. But regardless, Reb Chaim came out that the kasha is a kasha from the Me'il, and the kasha is a kasha from the Eifed either. Regardless, he shakal the Tari, he concludes like the Minchas Chinuch, he brings the Minchas Chinuch at the end. The last line is Shuv Matzasi b'Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, Sheheir B'zeh, etc. And he brings the same Teretz. That being that it belonged to Hekdesh, it was a Talah She'ula. One Marumakan that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings that I thought is relevant because it's related to Rei that we spoke about when we learned Masech Tezvachim is this Gemara Masech Tezvachim Daf Chav Vavam. So the Gemara over there discusses this halacha that the Kohen had to be in the Azara, obviously, when he was doing the Avodah. Kachim Kadashim, Shkitasim, Betzafin, but all Kachim, there was halacha, you had to be in the Avodah. And the question is, what if a person is suspended from it here? Or what if a person is a little bit inside the Azara, a little bit outside the Azara? Al Yerech, all the different Gemaras over there. One of the Shailas the Gemara asks, what would be if a person is standing in the Azara, the Kohen, as he's doing the Avodah, but Tzitzisoy, his tzitzis were outside of the Azara? Is that a problem in Lefnei Hashem? Or is that not a problem with Lefnei Hashem? Says Rashi, what does tzitzisoy mean? Tzitzis roishoy. Dahainu sarei. It's referring to tzitzis roishoy. Right? We spoke out right at the time. The question is, how was he able to have tzitzis roishoy? We know the halachas kayhanim, how often they had to take haircuts. Some say it was his payas, but was a kayin even allowed to have payas? Not so simple. But regardless, the income of Kaima. But Rashi says, Tzitzisoy means Tzitzis Roshay. Freak that guy in Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He says, I don't understand. Why did Rashi say Tzitzis Roshay? At the end of the day, any person sits down to learn this Gemara and he sees Tzitzisoy. So the first thing that comes to mind is Tzitzis Roshay. Now, the truth is, just to be honest, is the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to say that the makar to the word tzitzis is pasuk in Yecheskel and really comes from tzitzis roishay. But at the end of the day, you don't find in Shas with Chazal referred to the word tzitzis and it means a chop. It means hair. Whenever you find the word tzitzis in Chazal, not Shas, what it always means is it means tzitzis. It means the tal al tzitzis al tzitzis al tzitzis. Right? That's what it means. So l'chayra, why would Rashi say that the Kohen who's inside the Azara, tzitzis is outside, is referring to tzitzis roishai. Say poshet, zogrud. Why don't we say it's talking about his tzitzis on his baggage? It says Reb Chaim, it's a raya. Rashi must tell that the kohen didn't wear tzitzis. If the kohen didn't wear tzitzis, so that's where it's negeh. That's why Rashi knew it couldn't have been tzitzis big day. It must have been tzitzis roishai. So I'll tell you something interesting. I saw there's a sefer called Das Noita. It's tshuvas from a going Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. So, and there's a whole volume, all on Hilchas Tzitzis, pretty big volume, and it's all on modes of tzitzis, different shailas that were asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So in the back, they bring a whole list of ha'aris that Rav Dov Landau, Shlita, his Rishiv in Slabatka, sent Reb Chaim on his pirish on Mesechtes Tzitzis. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a pirish on Mesechtes Tzitzis, Rav Dov Landau sent ha'aris to Reb Chaim Kanievsky on his pirish on the Mesechtes Tzitzis. The first ta'ara that Rav Dov Landau asked him was, he said, I saw right in the beginning, pirish argomon of Reb Chaim on Mesechtes Tzitzis, he discusses Michas Chinuch's kasha, and that is that why did the Kayhanim not have to wear tzitzis? You see, Rashi didn't even want to learn tzitzis bigda, he wanted it to be tzitzis roishai, the me'il, the eifai, the chayra, why not? Says Rav Dov Landau, gishmak. Because we know the Rambam Shittin and the Hilchas Kalayim, and we know the Rambam Shittin, Perek Ches and Hilchas Kalayim Mikdash is that the only time the Kehanim were allowed to wear Big Day Kuhuna was B'Shas Avodah. But Shalei B'Shas Avodah, a Kayim was not allowed to wear Big Day Kuhuna. That means the only time he's ever wearing the big day kuhn is while he's doing the avodah. If he's doing the avodah, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. The Rambam's lashon is because the mitzvah that he's doing is daicha. So we discuss, is it the mitzvah of the avodah, or it's the Rambam l'shitas in sefer mitzvahs, mitzvah lamed gimel, where the Rambam holds that putting on the big day kuhn is in and of itself a mitzvah, the Ramban argues. But regardless, it's because there's some mitzvah going on. Oh, there's a mitzvah going on? You're an oisik mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So says, you want to know why the big day kuhn didn't have tzitzis? Because it was only negayah the Shas Mitzvah. And being that you're anyways always doing a mitzvah, l'chari, you're an Isaac mitzvah. So what's the grace of Tamiyah? There's a Tamiyah, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. How could you wear a mil without tzitzis? How could you wear an ephod without tzitzis? You only wore the mil and the ephod b'shas avoida. I mean that you only wore it b'shas avoida, so there's an issue of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. So maybe just based on that, it's going to be okay. That was Rav Dov Landau's Ara. So Reb Chaim responded, and Reb Chaim said, Ayin Ramah, Simin la meches, sivkot neches. So that Ramah is a very geshmak Ramah. It's an hilchas tefillin. And the Ramah over there says, it's really a machaber. Koisvei tefillin umezuzais. The koisvei tefillin umezuzais. Veheim, vetagreyem, vetagrey tagreyem. Vecholo iskim, mimalecha shamayim, pturim, mehanachas tefillin kol hayoy. Unbelievable. That even though there's a mitzvah like katchilah to wear tefillin the whole day, but people that are koisvei tefillin and mezuzahs, they're okay. They don't have to wear tefillin the whole day. They should wear b'shas kriyishma v'tefillin. But other than that, they're not chayiv to put on tefillin. And the reason is, says the Ramah, the cholo oisik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah acheres. And being that they're oisik b'mitzvah is potter mina mitzvah. Stating that, says the Ramah, one important caveat. That's only true in tzorich lit. If it's going to involve some tircha, if you can do the second mitzvah without a tircha, meaning that's poshid. If you could do both mitzvahs, that's toisus and akoinus that we spoke out last week. To call adam sheyeshle mezuzah al pischay v'tfilin al roishay, he should be potter from all the mitzvahs. Of course not. I'm not being oisik in the mitzvah. You have to be an oisik. You have to be deemed an oisik b'mitzvah. You need to be labeled an oisik b'mitzvah in order to be placed potter min ha-mitzvah. The Ramah saying a chiddush that even if you're an oisik b'mitzvah, but if it doesn't involve so much tircha, so says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what's the grace of tircha? Before you do the avodah, someone should just put tzitzis on the beged. So you're right, at the end of the day, b'shas you're doing the avodah, you're an oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So you want to tell me it's not a kasha how you're wearing a beged shadal kanfes b'loy tzitzis. But l'maisa, it being that it doesn't involve so much tircha, so Reb Chaim told Reb Dov Landau, it's poshut that this Ramah is the Maramakim, and that's why the Mechas Chinuch, and that's why that's not the teretz. Because you can't use, you can only invoke oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah that involves tircha. But if it doesn't involve tircha, you wouldn't be able to do it. Just one ha'ara, the Rav Dov Landau, when he wrote his tshuva to Reb Chaim, so he told Reb Chaim that really, at first glance, you have to be ma'ir or something else. And that is, oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. But an oisik b'mitzvah is not potter from a lois haseh. So you can't say, oh, I'm an oisik b'mitzvah, okay, so I can eat machalos asurois. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Oh, it's a mitzvah haseh, it's a mitzvah lois haseh, right? That's like a technical. Of course, it's not the halacha. Oisik b'mitzvah is potter from mitzvah haseh. An oisik b'mitzvah can't do an iser, not an iser deraisa, not an iser derabanan. An oisik b'mitzvah can't do an iser. So said Reb Dov Landau that maybe you don't have oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Because over here, if you're going to wear a beged shaldal kanfes without tzitzis, aren't you being over an iser of some sort? You're not allowed to wear a beged shaldal kanfes below tzitzis. So if you can't wear a beged shaldal kanfes below tzitzis, so enochinami oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So I don't have to do a mitzvah. But does that mean I can now go bekunda say and wear a beged shaldal kanfes below tzitzis? But the teretz of that is very, very poshut. And he brings the Beis Yosef in the end of Simin Yud Gimel, that's Erchaim Hilchis Tzitzis, who brings a discussion amongst the Rishonim. B'shem the Mardchai. The Mardchai brings from one of the Rishonim who said a chiddush that if somebody has a beged shaldal kanfes, right? If I ask, you ask a man on the street, you have a beged shaldal kanfes, a beged that you wear, it has dal kanfes, tzchayv and tzitzis. And on Shabbos, one of the tzitzis is tore. So now it's puzzle the tzitzis. Are you allowed to wear the beged or not? So most people would say, of course not. How could you wear it? You're not allowed to wear a beged shaldal kanfes. It sounds like one of the worst things you could do, right? You're wearing a beged shaldal kanfes, b'leit tzitzis, chalila v'chas. And the Mardchai brings that one of the G'dayli HaRishayim paskin that way. But the Heshiv read the lesser. The Ri said, no, you're wrong. You're making the toast. You're allowed to wear that baguette. And listen to the Lashon of the Ri. He said, after his Raya, the Kachner Ri, the mitzvah sasei the tzitzis, eino yelo lahatol by tzitzis kishiyo b'shenu. V'loi omer ha-kosav b'loshin loy sil bash baguette sheyesh loy arba knafayim b'loy tzitzis. Torah never said, do not, thou shall not wear a baguette that has four corners without tzitzis. The oz vaday hoya adenimai. Because had the Torah said that, then these poskim would have been right, that you're not allowed to wear such a baguette on Shabbos. But the Torah doesn't say that. Ela mitzvah sasei greida lahatol by tzitzis. What the Torah says is you have a mitzvah sasei to put on tzitzis. Umikom makim in atalus also lubosh. No one said that there's an independent isser, independent of the mitzvah to put tzitzis on, to not wear a beggar shall thou confess for tzitzis. V'gam ein oiver, kivin shenati yochel hata b'yishu Shabbos. So says the Ri, as quoted by the Mordechai, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, that if somebody has a beggar shall thou confess that he wants to wear on Shabbos, and on Shabbos the tzitzis tore, you could put the beggar on. He says, you know why? Because even though it's also to wear a beggar shall thou confess for tzitzis, but that isser is not an independent isser. It's an isser that's noizeya from a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to put on a beggar, put tzitzis on your beggar shadal kanfas. The isser is being mevatel the mitzvah of putting on the tzitzis. But being that it's Shabbos and I can't put the tzitzis on, so what isser am I doing? The isser is not wearing the beggar shadal kanfas plate tzitzis. The isser is not the levisha, because the Torah never said like silbash. The isser is the fact that I'm being mevatel a mitzvah. I have an obligation to put tzitzis on this beggar, and I'm not. That's what the mitzvah is. So if I'm wearing a baguette, shaldal kanfos, I have a mitzvah to put tzitzis on it. By not putting the tzitzis on it, I'm mevatel the mitzvah. But being that it's Shabbos and I can't be mekayem the mitzvah, so I'm not being mevatel the mitzvah. I'm not being mevatel the mitzvah. I can't do it. You can't make the kesher on Shabbos. So being that I'm not being mevatel it, so memel, there's no reason not to do it. If there was an independent isser that says you shall not wear baguette shaldal kanfos b'lo tzitzis, so it could be Shabbos from today till tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I can't put on such a baguette. But there is no isser. All there is a mitzvah. So if I have the mitzvah and I don't do the mitzvah, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah. But being that I don't have the mitzvah today, because it's Shabbos, I can't physically be mekayim the mitzvah, so it's for that reason. For example, what would be, in the Beis Yosef says this, what would be if you have a baguette shadal kanfas, no tzitzis, you're on an island somewhere, you're cast away somewhere, and you just don't have tzitzis. So could I wear the baguette? The answer is yes. Because I'm not being mevatel a mitzvah, I don't have a way to be put the tzitzis. So I'd rather be able to. If there's an isser to wear a baguette shadal kanfas, believe tzitzis, then of course you wouldn't be able to wear the baguette. But there is no isser. What there is a mitzvah. What there is a mitzvah to put tzitzis on the baguette of the Al Kafis. If I could be mekayim the mitzvah, then there's an isser to wear the baguette. Because by wearing the baguette without being mekayim the mitzvah, I'm being over an isser, which is the bittul mitzvah. But to the extent I can't be mekayim the mitzvah, why? Because I'm on an island somewhere, or because it's Shabbos, there's no problem. So said Rav Dei, that's poshut, that it's not. What did Rav Dei Blanda want to say? That the reason the kohanim didn't have to put tzitzis on the big tikkun on the mill in the eifel was why? Because there are oyster mitzvot that was later on. Because the only time the kohanim, anyways, wore the big tikkun was b'shas avoda. So b'shas avoda, there are oyster mitzvot like the Rambam says, and an oyster mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. The kasha is oyster mitzvah part of a mitzvah can't be doichan. It could only be daicha mitzvah. It can't be daicha nisr. And l'churah, to wear a baguette shaldal kanfas plate tzitzis is a nisr. No, it's not. It's a mefurish beis yosef. All it is a mitzvah. So if I have the mitzvah, then it's aser. But if I don't have the mitzvah because I'm on an island, I don't have the mitzvah because of Shabbos, or I don't have the mitzvah because I'm an oisik b'mitzvah, thus I'm a potter min ha-mitzvah. In all of the aforementioned cases, this halacha wouldn't be negeya. We're going to have to stop this short.